federal regulators target Epic Systems over healthcare market dominance claims. The Federal Trade Commission has opened an inquiry into Epic Systems Corp., the Wisconsin-based company that controls electronic health records for 57% of American inpatient hospital beds, in what may become the most consequential antitrust action in health IT history. The probe, reported by Stat News on August 14, 2026, is in its early stages. Federal Trade Commission investigators have contacted at least four people who work in or advise health care businesses that interface with Epic, according to Stat's Casey Ross and Brittany Trang. Those contacts cover two distinct lines of inquiry: Epic's non-compete agreements that restrict former employees from joining a broad range of competing health care businesses, and Epic's alleged use of its dominant market position to block rival technology companies from accessing patient data held within its systems. State attorneys general have joined calls with interview subjects or contacted private lawyers independently, signaling that the scrutiny extends beyond a single federal agency. "We're leaders in interoperability to support patient care, and we do not engage in anti-competitive behavior," an Epic company spokesperson said in an emailed statement to Stat, citing the company's record on data sharing, including being the first EHR enterprise to connect to the National Record Sharing Network and its more than 1,000 developer connections. The Federal Trade Commission declined to comment. For investors and operators across health IT, health systems, and private equity platforms with exposure to healthcare software, the investigation reframes the risk profile of a company that has, until now, operated largely outside the regulatory crosshairs that constrain public market competitors. Epic's market concentration, the numbers behind the scrutiny Epic's dominance, is not a matter of opinion. It is a matter of arithmetic. The company's annual revenue reached $5.7 billion in 2024, up from $3.3 billion in 2020. A compound annual growth rate of approximately 15% over 4 years. Approximately 82% of Americans have at least one medical record stored within an Epic system. Those two figures together describe a private company with the data density of a national utility and the revenue trajectory of a high-growth software business. Epic was founded in 1979 by Judith Faulkner, who started the company in a Madison, Wisconsin basement with $70,000 raised from friends, family, and acquaintances to purchase an early minicomputer. That origin story is frequently cited to underscore the company's independence from outside capital. Epic remains privately held and has never listed on a public exchange. Faulkner retains control, and the company has resisted acquisition overtures across multiple cycles of health IT consolidation. The absence of public equity does not reduce institutional exposure. Health systems that are Epic customers include the largest not-for-profit and for-profit hospital operators in the country, many of which are financed by institutional debt and equity. Private equity-backed healthcare software companies that compete with or integrate into Epic's ecosystem carry valuation risk that is now directly linked to how this inquiry develops. Epic controls electronic health records for 57% of American inpatient hospital beds and holds medical records for approximately 82% of the U.S. population. Annual revenue was $5.7 billion in 2024. The CureIS lawsuit maps the competitive playbook the Federal Trade Commission inquiry did not emerge in a vacuum. It follows the filing of several private lawsuits, the most instructive of which is a 2025 suit filed by CureIS Healthcare, a software company that builds tools for managed care organizations. CureIS alleges that Epic classified it as a direct competitor with Epic's own Tapestry product and subsequently cut off CureIS's access to data held within its shared hospital clients' own Epic instances, including data belonging to Advocate Health. Epic then allegedly pressured those shared clients to stop working with CureIS, citing data security concerns that QRIS characterizes as pretextual. The QRIS complaint also describes what it calls an Epic First policy, under which Epic requires its hospital customers to abandon existing third-party tools and forgo future non-Epic solutions in any category where Epic believes it has an overlapping product or service, including categories where Epic does not yet have an active product. QRIS points to an Epic brochure titled Products You Can Replace with Epic, which catalogs 323 products across 21 categories, 16 of which were labeled under development at the time of the complaint. That document is a competitive map, not a product catalog. It describes Epic's intent to expand its addressable market across the full operating footprint of a modern health system. QRIS attributes the loss of at least 7 customers to Epic's actions, including California-based Sutter Health. The company also states it lost a 9-figure acquisition deal with a major private equity firm after the private equity firm learned that QRIS had lost a customer because it was in Epic's development crosshairs, in QRIS's phrasing. Terms of that deal were not publicly disclosed. The identity of the private equity firm was not named in the source material. Epic, in its motion to dismiss the QRIS case, argued that it is under no legal obligation to keep QRIS in business and is not prohibited from communicating with its own customers about existing or forthcoming features. Caption: Key Epic Systems data points from source reporting and litigation filings. Revenue, compound annual growth rate calculated by Plaquemium from disclosed figures. The non-compete thread, labor market leverage as antitrust exposure, the second line of Federal Trade Commission inquiry, centered on Epic's employee non-compete agreements, connects to a broader federal policy shift that began before this investigation. The Federal Trade Commission, under prior leadership, moved to restrict non-compete agreements broadly in 2024, though that rulemaking faced legal challenges. The decision to specifically examine Epic's non-compete signals that investigators may be treating those agreements not merely as labor market restraints, but as instruments of competitive foreclosure, structurally connected to the data access allegations. Epic's non-competes, as described in the stat reporting, bar former employees from working at a wide range of healthcare businesses that compete directly or indirectly with the company. Given that Epic's stated ambition spans 323 product categories across 21 segments of health system operations, the pool of businesses an ex-Epic employee would be barred from joining is expansive. The implication is that talent itself becomes a competitive moat. The company restricts not only data access for rival software vendors, but also the movement of people who carry institutional knowledge of Epic's architecture and customer relationships. Regulatory convergence, Federal Trade Commission, state AGs, and the health IT moment, the coordination between the Federal Trade Commission and multiple state attorneys general, as described by all 3 interview subjects who spoke with STAT, follows a pattern seen in other platform-era antitrust investigations. The healthcare regulatory environment in August 2026 is unusually active across multiple dimensions. The Trump Administration Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services finalized a rule this week barring federal Medicaid and CHIP dollars from covering pediatric gender-affirming medications and surgery, a decision that will face legal challenges, and that underscores the administration's willingness to use regulatory authority aggressively in health care. The Federal Trade Commission's Epic inquiry reflects a different but concurrent use of federal enforcement capacity, scrutiny of private sector market structure rather than coverage policy. The simultaneity matters for health system operators. Hospitals that are Epic customers face potential regulatory exposure on multiple fronts: coverage rule litigation, labor market disruption, and now the possibility that their dependence on a single EHR vendor becomes a subject of federal inquiry. The Plaquemium view the Federal Trade Commission's inquiry into Epic is, at its core, a question about what the word interoperability actually means in practice and who benefits from its definition. EPIC's public defense leans heavily on its interoperability credentials. First EHR enterprise on the National Record Sharing Network, 1,000-plus developer connections, new standards for exchanging diagnostic images. These are real accomplishments. They are also entirely consistent with a strategy of controlling the terms of interoperability rather than enabling genuine openness. A network of 1,000 developer connections managed through EPIC's API governance is not the same as a competitive market for health data infrastructure. Our view: the QRIS complaint is the most analytically useful document in this story, not because it will necessarily succeed in court, but because the EPIC-first policy it describes, if proven at scale, represents a textbook platform foreclosure strategy. EPIC uses its installed base at the largest U.S. health systems to set the terms under which competitors can operate, then expands its own product suite into adjacent categories, while those competitors are denied the data they need to compete. The 323 product replacement brochure is the tell. For private equity, the second-order implication is direct. The QRIS complaint describes a nine-figure acquisition that collapsed when a private equity firm learned the target was in EPIC's competitive sights. That dynamic is not unique to QRIS. Any health IT platform that relies on EPIC data access for its core product functionality carries a binary risk. EPIC either classifies it as a competitor and cuts access, or EPIC builds a competing product and pressures shared customers to switch. Neither outcome supports the revenue visibility that private equity valuation models require. The Particle Health antitrust case, referenced but not fully detailed in the stats source material, adds a second private litigation vector. The pattern of multiple private suits preceding and potentially informing a federal investigation is familiar from prior platform antitrust cases. The investigation may run for years without charges. The chilling effect on competitors, acquirers, and EPIC's hospital customers begins now. Health systems that have concentrated their entire digital infrastructure on a single vendor, a vendor that controls records for 82% of Americans, face governance questions that their boards have largely deferred. The Federal Trade Commission probe forces those questions onto the agenda. The bottom line: the Federal Trade Commission's EPIC inquiry is early stage and may not result in charges. The market should not price it as an imminent enforcement action. It should price it as the opening of a multi-year structural conversation about whether a single private company, with $5.7 billion in annual revenue and control over the medical records of 82% of Americans, can operate without the constraints that apply to every other dominant platform in the U.S. Economy. For institutional capital, health IT platforms with EPIC dependency in their revenue model carry a risk premium that current deal multiples may not fully reflect. The private equity firm that walked away from the QRIS acquisition made the right call. The one still holding similar assets should ask whether they received the same information. The Federal Trade Commission's next visible move, and the pace at which state AGs formalize their involvement, will determine whether this remains a background regulatory risk or becomes the central fact in health IT investment underwriting.